we've got a cult joining us.
Ooh,
I love it. Joining us, Jack Muhort has taken time to call in. Hi, Jack.
Hey, guys. How are you? Thanks for having me.
Good. Of course. Thanks for joining in with us in studio. But I got to ask, all right, the Browns and the Cincinnati Bengals are on the schedule. I believe you grew up. Could you be a fan of the Browns? Are you a Browns fan?
No, I'm not. I actually grew up closer to Detroit than I did Cincinnati or Cleveland. So,
oh, man.
I always grew up watching the Red Wings and the Pistons. So, but obviously now I'm an Indy guy and I'm a Pacers guy. And obviously Colts through and through. So,
are you watching the game tonight?
I'm actually at the Brady Awards downtown, which is a great local charity. It honors Indiana high school athletes doing great things in the community. So I just stepped out to talk to you guys. I got all excited looking at the schedule. So
I love it. So did we.
Jack, something I wanted to ask you. We were talking to Chris Ballard at the league meetings a few weeks back, and he mentioned something that's caught his eye early on has been your offensive line group working together in the offseason.
Yep.
I know this is something that you mentioned Monday in your press conference, but how did that start and kind of let fans know a little bit what the offensive line has been up to the past month or so?
Yeah, well, it's a room of like-minded individuals. It's guys that like to work hard, and it's a bunch of guys that know we have to get better and we have to improve to help this football team. So I think we all kind of took it upon ourselves to figure out the best way to do that, and we kind of came up with staying here and working out this offseason together would be a great way to start. And obviously all that work has to transfer onto the field once we get going here, but I think kind of being around each other in the building, outside the building, and just kind of forming that gel before you get going is very important. And, I really believe that if you care about the guys that you're playing next to, that you play a little harder. So I believe we have that bond between our guys, and we're excited to get going.
You had a pretty awesome quote of saying that prototypical NFL person likes parties, warm weather, and then if you look in the offensive line room, you guys are like the total opposite. I loved it. I thought it was so funny. But I got to ask you, that warm weather – if you look at when you're playing the Buffalo Bills, it's going to be cold. It's in December. Do games like that jump out at you? Is that something you're looking for? Of not every team has an indoor dome like we do. Is that something you look at?
As an offensive lineman, it doesn't affect you as much as maybe, the skill positions of quarterback. And I have no idea if it affects them or the wide receivers. But to us, it's kind of always the same thing. No matter what, don't wear sleeves. That's rule number one. But, I think when we play in Buffalo, we kind of always expect it to be cold. I think we played there the first game of the year a few years ago, and it was cold and rainy. So I think when you're heading there, you just kind of expect it to, you don't know what you're going to get, and you got to be ready for anything.
Jack, I know you were out towards the end of last season with that knee injury, but two guys that got a lot of valuable reps, especially towards the end of the year, LaRaven Clark and Joe Haig on the right side of that offensive line. We know what Ryan Kelly did for this unit last year, but what did you see from Joe Haig and LaRaven Clark that I think gives a lot of people in this building comfort that, those guys could be part of your starting lineup here in 2017?
Yeah, I think those guys did a great job and laid a good foundation their rookie year, and they showed people flashes of who they can be and what they can do. And, they're guys that can play really physical football for us, and they're smart players. And, those are a couple guys, like we talked about, that stuck around and took it upon themselves to make big strides this offseason. And, I think the sky's the limit for them, and they're gifted, athletically, and they're good guys on top of it all. So, like I said, we just got to start transferring all that onto the field. And, it's not about one or two guys, it's about playing as a unit together, and we still kind of have to get that feel for each other, and I believe we have the right crew to do it.
Hey, well, thank you so much for joining us, Jack, and I'll keep an eye on if you're going to wear sleeves in Buffalo. I will hold you accountable, Jack Muhort.
All right, thanks for having me, guys.
Thanks, Jack. Always good to talk to the Colts players. And
those offensive linemen, they are not wearing sleeves.
No, I kind of wish they would, though, a little bit, just so I could poke fun of them. But I did love that quote that he said.
Yeah.
No, they are a hardworking group that they're not going to go. They're kind of boring, right. I believe is what he said. We're actually boring.
We're not the most socially, I think.
Yeah, they work because they don't have anything going on.
They aren't going to nightclubs or anything like that. I know Andrew Luck has loved seeing them in the building because those are the hours that Andrew Luck has been in rehabbing early in the morning, 4 to 5 hours in the morning. And then taking a little break for lunch and then some more rehab in the afternoon. So that unit, I think, with Clark and Haig, potentially you have a nice starting five in place, and you've added some depth as well in the offseason.